the paper, just take it right off the printer. We should, I should show you where the paper is too, just real quick. Okay. So take it off the printer, use pens and pencils from the thing. Don't write on my notepad. Nah, you can write on the notepad, whatever, I don't care. And then, but if you need more paper, come back to where the copier is. And it's, you have to move this, I don't know why this thing is here, this big table with a purple yoga mat on it. Just move this out of the way, and there's all kinds of paper right here. Okay. Right? And that goes for feeding it into the copier or just using it for, on that note, there's other types of paper too. Like, go back, let's go back to the closet. There's, on the top shelf, second pile in, right? There's all these folders which are very useful. It's manuscript paper, right? Okay. There's tab paper. Okay, don't take the last sheet, make a copy. You know, that would suck. Mm-hmm. There's teacher scorecards, which we should be using. Mm-hmm. There's fretboard, I'll take this other folder out, it's not necessary. There's fretboard diagrams. Small, medium, and large. That would be small, this is medium, and then large, or that's medium, this is large. Mm. Again, don't take the last sheet without making a copy, or many copies. That's very handy.
Okay.
Sometimes I leave stuff out here for specific students. This has got Chad's name on it. I'm waiting for him to come and get it. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. He's been on Zoom, that's why.
Should I be giving students the teacher giving form?
No, that's for us.
Okay.
That's for us, but good question. I think that covers all the semantics. On both of these amps, the volume, which is all the way at the hard left, and the gain, which is at the hard right. I'm sorry, reverse that. Must be up. But I like to have them on zero when I turn the amp on. And I like to have them on zero when the amp goes off. So you ask the students or remind them. The previous person did not do that. I saw they were both on the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're on, then we have live power. We have, you know, we have some, we have juice. We have,
yeah.
Okay? And then they both go on zero, and then you turn off. Same thing with this amp. This one goes up, only to like two, and this one goes up. Turn up, please, Bryce. Turn that one up.
This one?
Yeah, to two-ish.
Right here?
Yep, and then, yep. The volume should be no louder than an acoustic guitar. So if they all play together, they can hear each other fine.
Yep, like that.
And if it's too loud in the room, you just have to ask everybody to turn it down, or you come right over and turn it down.
Okay.
When you're done, Bryce, at the end of the lesson, that goes on zero, and that goes on zero, and then you power off.
So zero's down that way.
Yeah, thank you. And regarding the whiteboard over there in the corner, when you walk in the closet, I forgot to mention this before, when you walk in the closet at eye level, past all the capos and the guitar, headphone amps that you have, there's erasers and markers, and that can be used for the whiteboard. And you just obviously take the rough end of the eraser is coming off.
Sure.
But you just hold that to the whiteboard and you can erase that. And then the other thing is about the computer itself. I already talked about like turning it on and everything like that. When you put it to sleep, when you don't use it for a little while, it automatically goes to sleep. Or you can, while you're on Windows, you can set it to the sleep setting. But the part I want, like, that's all obvious, but the part I wanted to address was, like, it sometimes takes the Wi-Fi a few minutes to re-catch up. My old computer never did that. I don't know why this one does. But, it's plugged directly into the router in the other room. And, you know, I'm told that, like, Ethernet, like, it's, new computers maybe aren't designed for direct Ethernet connections anymore. They're, like, the Wi-Fis are so powerful now. So it actually works against me probably a little bit.
Wow.
Potentially. But like just now, this little icon, which is just to the left of the speaker icon in the lower right-hand corner, changed to like a monitor type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it means you're on. But that can take several minutes sometimes. So the reason I'm bringing it up is like if you have an hour off or something, if you have a live student and you're teaching and then the next one, let's say he's at 3 o'clock, you know, don't wait till 2:59 to boot up, like do it at 2:55 at the latest, so that if the needs time to reset, it'll do it. It will do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta wait. A lot of times I'll even go in at 2:50 and just hit the, and just wait for the thing, go to Zoom and go in. That's it. Right. You guys are gonna have, I might have mentioned this earlier, you're gonna have a spreadsheet with all the students' latest follow-ups. Like, it's gonna, you'll be emailed the link, but it'll say, it'll be like a Google Doc, and you'll be shared, and it'll say student goals, and it'll have a tab for each student. It'll have a tab for each student, and then you can click on it, and then you can see what their big picture goals are, what their quarterly goals are, and what they're working on the last few weeks.
Sure.
Any item in quotes means a thing on their student page, like a post that they could have interacted with. You won't have access to all that, but if you want to look at it, you simply ask them, can you share with me the link for your student page? If they can't find it, that's on them, but they should all have that. They should have all bookmarked that like months ago.
They should be looking at it.
Yeah, and so like if they don't have it, it's just you're like, okay, well, this student's obviously not that engaged in lessons, so I'm just going to do the best I can. But they could text you, like Matt, this example happens to be Matt, while you're in a lesson with Matt, if it's online, that is, he might not have the link if he's live, but if he's live, you can look at his binder, you know.
Yeah.
And then he'll send you the link, and then you just click on it, and it's all in alphabetical order. So if it says, Student Repertoire Books 2, you just go down to S and click on Student Repertoire Book 2, and you can see the whole thing.
Mm.
That's about it. These little tables, these little fold-out tables are in the office. So you walk through the laundry room. Feel free to put the lights on in here. You walk through what I call the laundry room. And then directly across the way is an office. It doesn't look like an office. But right behind the door to the right is these three folding tables that you can feel free to use. And on that Google document for each student, you guys are supposed to write what you did with them. So if it was a group class of three and the topic was technique, then you have to go to each student's tab and write the specific technique thing they worked on. Don't just write technique, because the point is that someone else coming in, another teacher, can pick up where they left off. So you don't have to be super detailed, like, you don't have to write from 301 to 306. We did this thing and then that thing. But just specific enough that someone else could pick up where you left off.